B-Pod Studios.
You're listening to Checkpoint XP on campus. To listen to the full episode, go to checkpointxp.com.
What's up, nerds? Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. Your host, Norris Howard, here. Don't forget, like, subscribe, hit the heart button. I don't know, whatever platform that you're on, make sure you're doing something to let us know that you appreciate all the content coming from Checkpoint XP on campus. Jacob Brothers is also here. Say what's up, Jacob.
Hello. You could say our segment is a party.
It is indeed a party with mini games. But anyway, we're talking about the flavor of the month video game right now. That's Fall Guys. If you haven't played Fall Guys, I mean, it's free if you got PSN, and it costs like $20 otherwise. So, I mean, go get it, I guess. But it's a super, super fun party game. Great family fun type of game for everybody to enjoy. But it has been the talk of a lot of frustration and fervor on the internet, man, because Fall Guys is causing a lot of people to lose their minds. Now, Jacob, you have been playing a lot of this game. Now, you're more into platformers, and you know, you're a big Sonic fan, so you play a lot more of those styles of games. But you've been playing a lot of Fall Guys. What has it been about this game that's drawing you in?
Yeah, so some background about my life is, in middle school, I was a Nintendo-only kid who was a single child. So, I played all my games alone. One of the games that I grinded, like it was my job, was Mario Party 8. So, I already have, and it was a very scary grind. I'll be straight up. The 50 turns take 5 hours. I have a background of single-player party games, or party games that I play single-player. So when this comes out, I'm like, here's a party game that's fun, and you can play it by yourself and have the complete experience. I was locked in. Now, there are certain things that aren't as good about it, so like the tail games, where like people can grab your tail by using the force, unless it's you. And but like the platforming segments are awesome. The final game, besides the tail game, is awesome. So the structure's really smart. It's only $20, you know, you just kind of grind it out. The battle pass is just in there. You know, I'm like level 20, I have another crown, but you know, I also win crowns because I'm great at the game. So I don't know how your experience has been though, Norris.
I mean, I've played it a little bit. I'm not going to say that I've grinded it out a lot, but I haven't got a win yet, but I've been close. But I'm also not necessarily, you know, hinging my experience.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I've been really enjoying kind of just having a game to play.
Yeah, yeah. The fun part about the game is like you just get better at the mini games, right? It's like, say, like the platforming ones. It's like, oh, this is the line that I want to take every single time I see this stupid game pop up on my screen. If I'm on the left side of the place, I'm going to move to the right side because that's where my line is. And so that part of like getting better at it's just so fun. Like there's no drawbacks to losing, really.
No, it's not. And the fact that you know get thrown into another game so quickly, I think, is also a positive to the game. But I definitely want to touch on the undercurrent, unfortunately, of this game. There have already been just rampant cheaters and hackers in the game. And also, there's a clip from a TikTok user, MBean22, about how quickly people have gotten good at the game. And we're just going to quickly play a clip from that and hear you listen to that right here.
Okay, all right, guys, watch this. This is the reason why I stopped playing video games right here.
Okay.
People, like, this game has been out for, like, what, a week? Just 1 week. And people are this try hard at a party game. Like, bro, like, come on, man. Like, why are you doing this to everybody else? People don't learn how to go pro in a game in 1 week. But yet, you guys are out here, like, winning every single, like, it just doesn't make sense, man. You lose the fun in the game once you turn everything so competitive.
Yeah, and so in listening to that clip, Jacob, for me, that just sounds like a bunch of sour grapes. I mean, it's literally, the game only has 3 damn buttons.
Yeah.
Like, how much better can another person really be than somebody else? So I don't necessarily think it's try hard, but I've heard this sentiment more than once. And hackers aside, do you think that a game that is around a week old, do you think people are taking something like Fall Guys way too seriously?
Oh, well, hackers aside, I mean, yes, I mean, there's always a metagame, right? Like, when you dive, your hitbox is technically changed so you can get over certain barriers as opposed to others, and I think that stuff's only good. Like, maybe down the road they add, like, you know, kind of like the similar system that Fortnite uses or something, where it's like, as you play more, if you win more, you get put into a higher bracket of people. That should be there, because not every game needs to be an esport, but every game should have a competitive side if there is a competition aspect, which there is a competition aspect. You're trying to beat everybody else.
I mean, you know, I understand what you're saying, but I am firmly, firmly in the camp of everything does not need to be an esport.
100%.
And I see a game like Fall Guys, and I think it's totally okay for it to be what it is, a casual game that you play with friends or, you know, with strangers, that there isn't this looming sort of like get good undercurrent to it. You know, it's not Call of Duty, it's not Street Fighter,
yeah,
it's not any of those types of games, and I don't think the energy in it should be similar to those types of games. And
yeah,
yet, I feel like it's kind of getting to that point, because right now you have certain esports organizations like Immortals who have been rumored to be looking for a GM to create a Fall Guys team, and let me tell you, I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
That's actually the first I'm hearing of that, and I'm very not into that. But let's draw some comparison points here. I'm going to compare Fall Guys to Rocket League to Animal Crossing, okay? You'll see where the Animal Crossing part comes in. So, like, So for Rocket League, if you are a casual at the game, it's fun, but you're not really having a great time compared to the people who are flying around. Like, they're playing a completely different video game than you. In Fall Guys, it's okay if people are playing a different game than you. There's room for you to still win. At the end of the day, it is kind of chance. The Hex game, there's strategies. The Climbing the Hill game, there's strategies. But at the end of the day, you can just get just ruined by some ball that drops out of the sky. You know, like, there are chances for people who are not as good to win. And if you are a casual at that game, you're still going to have the full experience and have fun. While Rocket League, you're not. And now for Animal Crossing, so I've played that series since the GameCube, so I'm familiar with how that community has been built from every single game. And this is the first game where it really took off, and Twitter is the core of it. So Twitter has made Animal Crossing really competitive, which I hate. Like, I just want to catch my stupid bugs, I want to catch my stupid fish, and just live my Animal Crossing life. But now it's like, well, if you want this neighbor, I'm selling him for this much. And, bro, your town isn't a whole city. What are you doing? And so, like, Fall Guys is kind of entering that competitive sphere. I do think that if you have, because at some point I think custom games will enter that game. There's no announcement, but I think that'll be a thing. And I think if you want to have a tournament, like, sure, it's fun. If you just want to, like, have a tournament with, like, a set people of, like, you're going to play the game, you're going to try and win, that's cool. I encourage that. There should be a fun competitive scene if people want it to be competitive. But as far as esports go, like, bro, it's a party game. Like, I think the game will withstand the test of time just because there's not many party games like that, to where if you're in a group of four, if you're in a group of one, if you're a pro, if you're a casual, it's all the same experience. I do think it'll stick around, and the cosmetics are very good. But it doesn't have to be an esport. Like, if Cloud9's like, bro, we just got the best person at the Whirly Gig, it's like, bro, what are you doing? Like, you don't need...
Oh my God.
You do not need a Whirly Gig pro.
You have the egg scramble specialists on the team.
Like, that game, bro.
It's just stupid. It's stupid, and it just reeks of people who are looking for... You know what? I got to just be honest, man. Immortals is looking for something else because it ain't working for him in the LCS, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So that's what it kind of feels like to me. But anyway, Fall Guys is a great game, even if it is just... Even if it just ends up a big meme, that's okay. It's really fun. I've been enjoying it, but let's not make it an esport. I really don't want this to become the farming simulator of party games. It's not necessary. Hey, this is Norris Howard, host of Checkpoint AFK, where gamers and nerds come together and talk about everything away from the keyboard. Make sure you check us out, Checkpoint AFK, at BPod Studios, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.